Chapter 5. I'd called Ranger and asked for help since I was too chicken to do breaking and entering on my own. When I pulled into the lot, Ranger was waiting. He was all in black. Sleeveless black t-shirt and black fatigue-type pants. He was leaning against a gleaming black Mercedes that had enough antennae on it to get to Mars. I parked several spaces away so my exhaust wouldn't tarnish his finish. "Your car?" I asked, as if anybody else could possibly belong to this car.
"Life's been good to me."
His eyes slid to my Nova.
"Nice paint job," he said. "You been on Stark Street?"
"Yes, and they stole my radio."
"Good of you to make a contribution to the less fortunate."
"I'm willing to contribute the entire car, but no one wants it."
"Just 'cause the dudes be crazy don't mean they be stupid."
He nodded toward Morelli's apartment.
"Doesn't seem like anyone's home, so we'll have to do the unguided tour."
"Is this illegal?"
"Hell no. We got the law, babe. Bounty hunters can do anything. We don't even need a search warrant."
He buckled a black nylon webbed gun belt around his waist and shoved his 9mm Glock into it. He clipped cuffs onto the gun belt and shrugged into the same loose black jacket he'd worn when I'd met him at the coffee shop.
"I don't expect Morelli to be in there," he said. "But you never know. You always want to be prepared."
I supposed I should be taking similar precautions, but I couldn't see myself with a gun butt sticking out of my skirt waistband. It'd be an empty gesture anyway, since Morelli knew I didn't have the guts to shoot him. Ranger and I crossed the lot and walked through the breezeway to Morelli's apartment. Ranger knocked on the door and waited a moment.
"Anybody home?" he hollered.
No one answered. "Now what?" I asked. "You going to kick the door in?"
"No way. You could break your foot doing that macho shit."
"You're going to pick the lock, right? Use a credit card?" Ranger shook his head.
"You've been watching too much television."
He took a key from his pocket and inserted it in the lock. "Got a key from the super while I was waiting for you." Morelli's apartment consisted of living room, dining alcove, galley kitchen, bath, and bedroom. It was relatively clean and sparsely furnished. Small square oak table, 4 ladder-back chairs, comfortable overstuffed couch, coffee table, and 1 club chair. He had an expensive stereo system in the living room and a small TV in the bedroom. Ranger and I searched through the kitchen, looking for an address book, riffling through bills carelessly heaped in front of the toaster oven.